know, yeah. Anyway, guys, welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're currently listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. We have a guest in the station.
Hello. Why don't
you introduce yourself?
Oh, I'm David.
Yes. I always forget that is literally the name. Sometimes you have a name.
Sometimes I develop a name over the course of the show. At the beginning, I'm always just David.
It's always just David. And I'm always Tolstoy until someone says it's Rose. And then I'm like, well, I'm that too.
I try to keep up the illusion.
Yeah. The very, very thin veil of an illusion before one of us pops it. It's fine. Anyway, we've got a bunch of music up for you guys. We have Metric of the Week was Too Little Too Late from their album Live It Out. This is their third album. I played something last time. Two very low-key songs. Often I don't open with their low-key stuff, but I have been lately. But yeah, we've got music. We've got David requests. We've got music from me. We're going to have a guest soon. We don't know where he is, but he's late. So we'll figure that one out as it goes. And we'll talk to you guys later.
I never felt more like a badass than when I was on a jet ski, cruising off the Puerto Rican shore. When I was out there, I made comments about how I was the best and how no one could ever do more. But when I sobered up, I felt the humility hit. It made me think about what I had said. It made me think about feelings and what I did in the moment and what it should have actually been. So, Cindy, won't you tell me what the fuck is going on? I'm over holding an expression till I can fit it in a song. And I haven't written the album, I've been planning on the tour, so I can choose who I talk to and who I ignore. So I've been standing in empty gym parking lots and needing only lots of chicken. But lately I've been better at losing people than calories, and taking throwing up is a sign that I should quit. So Cindy, won't you tell me what the fuck is going on? I'm over holding an expression till I can fit it in a song. And I haven't written the album, I've been planning on the tour, so I can choose who I talk to and who I ignore. And I will sell my umbrella in the pouring rain, and I wouldn't trade the moments where I felt pain, and I wouldn't trade the heartbreak. It taught me how to love. I'll make it up to you when it comes up. Oh, I will sell my umbrella in the pouring rain, and I wouldn't trade the moments where I felt pain, and I wouldn't trade the heartbreak. It taught me how to love. I'll make it up to you when it comes up. Oh, I will sell my umbrella in the pouring rain, and I wouldn't trade the moments where I felt pain, and I wouldn't trade the heartbreak, for it taught me how to love. I'll make it up to you when I come up. Oh, Cindy, won't you tell me what the fuck is going on? I'm over holding an expression so I can fit it in a song. And I haven't written the album, I've been planning on the tour, so I can choose who I talk to and who I ignore. Cindy, won't you tell me what the fuck is going on? I'm over holding an expression till I fit it in a song. And I have not written the album, I've been planning on this tour. I will explain it all when I see you more.
Now that you know why I'm leaving,
before she would say that. Don't forget what I told you about your demons. They're just thoughts in your head while you sleep no more than that. Now fetch my duffel bag. My ride ain't here, then it's coming. I can feel it not so far away. And I know you're angry, youngin'. Dry your eyes up, or you won't see big dog walking away. Now if you think I'm chasing the seasons like a van is someplace to be, I'm your step. But you can't treat your mom that way.
I hope you guys enjoyed the last core of songs. The first one was The Last Great Kings with, wow, that's a lot of jet skis, from their album Starry-Eyed Kids. This is actually, I wish there was more punctuation, but there is a comma after the wow, so I'd really like to just highlight that one. They're a local band based out of Boston. Next one was Stepdad by Alex Cameron from his newest album Miami Memory. The king of sleaze pop rock. I love him a lot. He's actually going to be in Boston on Thursday. I haven't found anyone who's willing to brave it with me, but I'm sure it's going to be a fun time. I heard he's a really great performer. Yeah, also, so while you guys were taking in music, David and I have been discussing vintage internet economies and communities.
Yes, like RuneScape.
Yep.
And Club Penguin.
And Gaia Online.
Which I've been told you have an interesting story.
Yes. So if in case you didn't know, so Gaia Online was a kind of There was recently a video on it, which kind of got me back to thinking about it. Because I'm actually going to put dubbing vote discussion because this people need to know. People need to know this. Internet economies.
People need to know the deepest lore of this anime website.
It was actually like in the top 50 websites according to Time in 2008. Like, it had like...
Okay.
Like, was bringing in like million, like at least millions of dollars worth of like revenue. It was crazy, but it was a anime themed online website that had like a forum, like you could customize your avatar and like, you know, with all these different items. And they actually had hired at first a macro economist to deal with the making sure that the economy was going to be stable.
Okay, so what do you buy in this anime forum?
So you buy the mostly it's just clothing. Like, you just kind of customize your avatar. And when I joined, and I don't know where the timeline was on this, but there were two kinds of currency you could get. There was Gaia Gold, which was the free currency, and then there was Gaia Cash, which was like the ones you would pay like actual money for. It was okay. Like 99 Gaia Cash to a dollar.
Okay, so you buy customizables.
Yes.
But so are you paying other quote unquote players for these things?
So there were two things. So you could Gaia Cash was through Gaia, so they would have their own kind of marketplace. And you could spend gold back on Gaia Online to Gaia. And you would get stuff, but there was also a user-run marketplace that was only run by gold. And anyone could sell... So there were Gaia Cash items and Gaia Coin items. Gaia Coin items you could just buy any time, but often Gaia Cash items were also limited edition. And including... This started at first as, like, a donation item. Like, if you put in $2.50 to Gaia to help it run, you would get a limited edition item, and that just then became a monthly collectible. What I would do back in my day when I was like, how old was I in eighth grade? 13, maybe four, like 12 or 13 years old.
Okay,
I think I was definitely 13 because I don't think I lied about my age to get in.
Unlike me playing RuneScape before I was 13?
Yes. I don't think I ever... I was really straight-laced. Like, I actually... The only time I can think of, like, actually lying about my age was being a month... I was already actually 13 for... I wanted to get on Pandora and to get a Pandora account. But the thing was, is that I was 13 already, but I just bumped up my age by a year because they kept thinking that I was not 13 because they were rounding down, like... Some way they're rounding the years. It was weird.
See, my most common use of lying about my age was setting my, and whenever Steam asked me for my birthday, I would set it to January 1st, 1979, so I could view violent video games on Steam.
No way. Oh man, I lied about it. My first Gmail account, I lied about my age, but because I didn't want Gmail to know how old I was. So I like lied about where I lived and like lied about like what state I was from. Like, it's not the like Gmail account like I use now, like at all.
See, my family, we did that until we started receiving emails from each other from John Smith, and we had no idea who it was from.
So did you all have fake names? But the problem is like you didn't even know who was who at this point.
No, it was sort of, oh, my dad says you should have an email account because that's important. But we're just kids at the time.
Yeah.
So let's not use our actual information. Oh, I'm receiving emails from John Smith. Maybe we should use our actual names.
Yeah. No, I did that for my first one. My first account was a Yahoo account, actually. I ended up amassing like at least six or seven different email addresses by now, for all sorts of weird reasons. But my first, yeah, it was Rachel Wexton, and my email address was like.
You're gonna give that out on there?
You know what? I could. Like, it's not like I'll check it. But yeah, I shouldn't. But definitely, it wasn't. It didn't match my name at all. You know. Yeah.
So anyway, Gaia. Yes. Gaia.
Gaia Online. So what happened is that they had a relatively stable gold, like Gaia Gold thing going on. But the problem was is that they switched over. They basically fired their economist, which is the first bad sign. And they had a new CEO. And what they decided to do is they started selling these things called gold generators, which was actually called Flynn's Booty.
That sounds great for an economy. Just sell machines that print money.
Yeah, right? And so it's like kind of like you would, in a way, it was sort of like a roulette thing. Like, is this, okay, making sure this is not. Okay, what happened is that you would get like a certain amount of money. You would get between like a million Gaia gold and like 20, like 50 million. And the thing was, is that they were actually pretty. Each, like, Flynn's Booty was, like, pretty cheap. They were, like a dollar each. And often, like, gift cards would come in, like, packs of, like, 25.
Is this a one-time thing, or does it just continuously print money?
It's a one-time thing.
So it's a loot box.
Yeah, that's probably a better way to think of it. It's definitely a loot box. That would basically, like, still give out exorbitant amounts of money. But that would cause, like, hyperinflation to happen. And then no one could buy things. And there were different ways of, like, people would track, people would track the economy based off, like, the price of this specific item called the emo bag and see, like, how much price would... Do you remember Boxy?
What?
Boxy, the meme one, like... Hi, my name is Boxy. Like that, like meme culture.
No.
Not, no?
I've never heard of this before.
You've
in my life.
You've never heard of Boxy?
No.
Gosh, okay. So, anyway, she's connected to the emo bag index, which I thought was a very funny parallel in all this. It very much matches the whole scene in anime culture that was going on at the time anyway. But anyway, so... You would actually watch, like, the amount of the volume of the, like, basically inflation rate and the, like, Gaia, like, gold volume skyrocket in peaks. They did this twice, actually. They basically were just trying to, like, didn't care about running the economy into the ground so long as they were making money off it.
All of this is just for cosmetics for your avatar on an anime forum?
Yes. there's no utility, you know,
no.
there's no, not like at all, but you think about like those mobile games,
I understand this is also like Farmville era, right? When that sort of stuff
was
really big.
Yeah, it was.
And microtransactions were new and exciting. Why wouldn't it be great if I just pay $5 and not have to wait an hour?
Yeah, exactly. That was kind of where we were at. And they were actually one of the first people to really kind of do that. It was just interesting. The whole effects of what happened to this economy actually has been covered in places like the MIT, like literal MIT economics journals have covered... Like, this is just a case study of how bad it is, you know, basically, like, a mini country worth of, like, e-currency. Again, you're right. It is all for, you know, cosmetics. Like, I remember when I was in eighth grade, so there was a character I really wanted to model my avatar after, and she had a security blanket, and the thing was...
A security blanket?
Yes. So, like, her character was, like, she always wore a blanket, and,
Oh, wait, that sounds like someone I know. Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking,
yeah. Keep going.
So, the thing was, is there was only one of its kind, and it was at least 9 billion Gaia gold, and I was just slowly saving up money, and know, like, kind of knowing this would never happen, but still trying my best. I always, whenever there was a wish list, I'd be like, security blanket, security blanket. I wanted it so badly so I could finally have the character match what, like, my username was. For anyone, there's probably going to be negative two people who are going to know what this is, but it was Kiri Komori from Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei. I was obsessed.
Wait, that's why your name is...
Yeah, it was Kiri Komori-san, and it was like, now it looks good, like, looking back on it, I can't really, I can't pull it up for the viewers at home, but, like, it's just fun and edgy. It was, like, basically looked like an assassin, like, because I couldn't get the security blanket, I just kind of decided to customize on my own, so I had, like, it was just basically like an Assassin's Creed knockoff. It was fun. But what I really wanted was that security blanket.
Did you crash the economy trying to get it?
No, I wasn't advanced enough as an eighth grader. Not yet.
Oh, what kind of anime protagonist are you? If you can't crash the economy as an eighth grader.
Yeah, I know. Wait, you have to wait till high school before you become OP, though.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you start well in eighth grade, and then when you're in high school, you move on to the world economy.
Oh, you're right. I guess I missed that train. We'll be fine. Also, shout out to Neopets, and it costs 115,000 Neo points right now to buy bread.
Wait, it sounds like you're describing the situation in West Germany, but it's actually about Neopets.
So, I'll say this, and I explain this, because I will tell you, I think someone quizzed me on all of the Neopets knowledge I have, it would be disgusting. Because there's a lot of lore, and a lot of lore I delved into. But the thing about the Neopets economy is that it actually has been relatively stable, more because of the fact that A, there was, like, artificial inflation, and B, value doesn't make sense. It's more because you get a lot of free items. So, sure, bread costs 115,000 Neo points, but also you can get an omelet for 50. So it's not like your pets are going to starve.
Oh, yeah, because you don't buy food for your virtual pets because you can't afford it. They'll just starve to death.
You can get free food. There's also a soup kitchen if you own under 20,000 Neo points. I'm not lying.
Is there Neo welfare?
I guess the soup kitchen. And also the money tree, where people just donated their stuff, which would often be just, like, rotten things.
Can you sell some of your Neopets to buy food for your other Neopets because you can't afford it?
No, I think you can put your Neopet in the pound and other people will not adopt them.
But not for money.
Not for money. I think you actually have to pay money to put them in the pound, and I think you to get the Neopet, you have to buy them from the pound.
That seems like a scam.
Neopets conspiracy confirmed.
Why would I have to pay to get rid of my garbage Neopets only for someone else to pay to buy my garbage Neopets?
I think they were trying to just keep people from just having, like, a revolving, like, Neopets roster just solely based on, like, oh, I want a Shoyru today. I'm just gonna go, like, donate my Lupe and then try to find it. I don't know.
I understood the verbs in that sentence.
They're all pet species. I'm telling you, I think I scared my anime club exec board on Saturday when I really got into it. I showed them, like, my setup.
I mean, if you scared anime fans, that's an achievement.
They're not hard to scare when you can name the prices and the prices of each wheel of fortune, all six of them, by heart, and can also tell you that, like, the amount of time between them that you can spin them.
I agree with your anime fans. Your anime fans, that is extremely scary.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I'm just making sure that we aren't just leaving our buddy outside. He's fine. He's gonna live. He can go, like, forage or something. I don't know. No, it's fine. But Neopets was fun. Do you have any other internet economies you want to cover?
Not really. I'm not as well versed in virtual economics as you are. Like every once in a while, I'll see a headline that says, "Oh, Eve Online ship worth $300,000 was destroyed," and I'll just be sitting here thinking, "What?
Wait, what?"
The ships in, so the currency in Eve Online has a conversion to real world currency.
Oh.
So some of the ships run to be thousands of dollars.
I've never, what is Eve Online?
It's some gigantic galaxy game where you play as a little person running around and there's a huge economy and entire wars fought. I've never played it. I've only heard stories of people playing it and saying how it just sucks your... For the people who like that kind of thing, it just sucks all of your attention into it.
Interesting. I could see how someone can get really, like, absorbed into it, to be honest.
I get the feeling it's the kind of people who sit at the computer all day and think their virtual life is much better than their actual life, so they live out their... spacefaring fantasy in Eve Online. That's the impression I get.
Oh, that's a mood. I don't know if that's my mood, but that's surely a mood.
Only the most controversial opinions here on the Small Cactus Radio Hour.
Only, yeah, you're right. Actually, quick shout out to Gacha Economies. I heard this one really wild statistic that, like, oftentimes, like, 10%. 90% of like a mobile game's revenues come from only about 5 to 10% of its user base. Often a lot of free to play games run more off of the whales, including some games who like will specifically hire out staff to specifically cater to these whales.
So staff who can just take the prices of items and turn them up a few digits?
More like making sure that they're like happy with the things that they're gonna pay for. For instance, like and like gacha games, like Fate Grand Order, people want their like favorite character, and people will like, I remember seeing an interview of someone shelled out like $70,000 of his own money just for Fate Grand Order.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. This one's just funny, but one time, like, a 10-year-old accidentally, like, ended up, like, no one was, like, watching him, so he was, like, running up, like, $10,000 worth of, like, transactions from the Kim Kardashian, like, fashion game.
Okay.
Yeah, that happened. But, yeah. Oh, did you ever hear, like, I think, like, the Netherlands wanted to ban, like, loot boxes or something?
I think so, yeah. And then there was some sort of EA lobbying to try to prevent that. Because they're not loot boxes, they're surprise mechanics.
I mean, look, I guess my problem with that, though, is, like, with Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh cards, like, it was a little bit of gambling. You didn't know what was going to be in the, like, card pack. You know, should that get banned too?
Well, yeah. So that sort of stuff exists in trading cards, and then they make video game trading card games using that exact same system, and everyone's sort of okay with that.
Yeah.
And they put that system in a first person shooter, and then everyone's really mad.
Yeah, I think like because like they did with baseball cards. Like this isn't new. I think the issue I think people have is whenever someone spends too much on it. You know. Like, if you hear this story, like, ugh, some guy, like, spent, like, $70,000 on Fate Grand Order, like, people might be like, well, should that be allowed to happen? Should you just, like, but, you know, like, casinos struggle with that, too. Like, how much of the time can you allow, like, a gambling addict to, like, stay in the casino until it becomes, like, unethical on the part of the casino taking the money?
Yeah, people are already saying, oh, the EA loot boxes in Star Wars Battlefront 2, they're encouraging gambling addicts, they're getting kids hooked on gambling. And it's the same thing in, like, Magic Magic the Gathering cards or Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah.
No one gets up in arms about that for some reason.
No, no one does.
I'm not saying they shouldn't get mad at the loot box stuff. I'm just saying maybe they should be a little more even with how they apply their outrage.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Do you think that loot boxes should be banned or, you know, restricted in some way? Or do you think it's fine as it is?
I don't know. I think the main problem people have is with physical Magic the Gathering versus playing Star Wars Battlefront 2 is that you can't get better Magic cards by playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're in some like fancy tournament where you win money or cards or something.
Right. And that's a real racket. You're not really getting much.
Right. But when you play a video game, there's an expectation that by playing the game, you get better stuff.
Right.
And that's why people get mad. Because, if you spend a lot of money and bought the best real-life Magic cards, like, okay, that's almost the only way you can get them, unless you're super lucky.
Yes.
But if you're in a video game and you spend a lot of money to get the best gear, well, that suddenly makes it no fun for me to play the game to try to get the best gear.
Oh, that makes sense, actually. You know, I think there is something like a balance you have to do with kind of pay-to-play, like, you know, free-to-play games of having, like, pay-to-play can't just feel disgusting, you know? Like, I think because also if someone feels like there's no chance they're going to win, they're not going to want to play anymore. And you can't really count on your game being good enough to be like, oh, well, I guess I'll just start spending money. Because just move on to another game.
Yeah, and spend money on that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I did. I bought into the, I bought into League skins. Like, in high school, like, I would spend, like, a lot of my allowance on that. So that's a good, that was a great investment on my part.
My brother does that, too. I will never buy something that doesn't affect gameplay.
You have a stronger will than I do.
And even then, I've only ever spent the iTunes gift cards that my relatives give me for the holidays for some reason. So even though I don't spend them on anything, so I said, well, you could buy Hearthstone packs with the iTunes gift cards, so might as well.
Yeah. I think there was a weird thing with League of, like, you could also just cash in CVS and Subway cards. Like, Subway fast food gift cards.
I saw a YouTube video. Someone tried to buy a Ubisoft Uplay key for Driver San Francisco, and one of the accepted payments was a Subway card.
There must have been a point which there was, like, a, like, conglomerate come together of, like, all these sort of brands of being like, yeah, all these cards will count for the same thing, but it doesn't make any sense now. That's the only thing I can expect. Also, I guess while we're here, do you want to read a PSA?
Sure. Also, do we want to play music after the PSA? Because I did promise some people some particular songs would be played.
Yes. Yeah. It will be played right now.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen. I'm just going to flip to a random PSA and read it.
Okay, perfect. And I'm setting up the... I might put them next to each other, actually.
Be a hero. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you, the Red Cross is able to respond to disasters big and small, support military families, help ensure that blood is available when needed, and teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. Be a hero. Donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Hot. There you go. Also, one side note, we're currently running our WFO donations drive right now. You can go on our site, WFO.org, press donate. Currently, we will be posting the tier soon, but $5, only $5 will get you a sticker, and $30 will get you a shirt. The shirt is going to, unless otherwise noted, is also going to come from our design contest. This shirt has been designed from one of our Tufts students. To learn more, contact the station if you have any questions, and also go on WFO.org and check the donate tab and the homepage.
Do you accept Subway gift cards as donations?
We do not. We have to use Tufts donate page, sadly. I know. What a shame. But Yes. Our current donation goal is $2,000. So turn up, donate. We have some music. I'll start on your request because I did hear that we have some people who are eagerly awaiting one of your requests. So let's get in there.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Feeling free and it feels so right. Oh, time to do the things I like. Gonna see a princess, everything's alright. Oh, no job but I answer to. Ain't a fixture in the palace zoo. No, and since the carbonite's off me, I'm living life now that I'm free. Yeah, told me get myself together. Now I got myself together. Now I made it through the weather. Better days are gonna get better. I'm so happy. The carbonite is gone. I'm moving on. I'm so happy that it's over now. The pain is gone. I'm putting on my shades to cover up my eyes. I'm jumping in my ride. I'm heading out tonight. I'm solo. I'm hopping solo. I'm hopping solo. I'm hopping solo. Solo. Picking up my plans to put it on my side. I'm jumping in my Falcon. Feeling misunderstood. Back in the game, who knew I would? Oh, so flat time I spread my wings. Loving myself makes me wanna sing. No, oh, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Told me get my act together. Now I got my act together.
Yay.
Now I made it through the weather. Better days are gonna get better. I'm so happy. The carbonite is gone. I'm moving on. I'm so happy that it's over now. The pain is gone.
I'm putting on my shades to cover up my eyes. I'm jumping in my ride. I'm heading out tonight.
I'm solo. I'm hopping solo. I'm hopping solo. I'm hopping solo. Solo.
Feeling like a star. You can't stop my shine. I'm loving Cloud City. My head's in the sky.
I'm solo. I'm hopping solo. I'm hopping solo. I'm hopping solo.
Okay, that was amazing, and I think David should introduce it to everyone.
Okay, I don't know who wrote these songs, but the first one was I'm a Han Solo.
That was MC Chris.
And the second one was Empire Today.
By Can Affleck.
So those two songs were in the widely acclaimed video game Star Wars Kinect for the Xbox 360. And in that game, you play as a Jedi and you run around, you know, doing Jedi things. But the part that everyone remembers it for was the dancing minigame. Because you get to dance alongside Han Solo and Lando and Boba Fett and the Emperor and all your favorite Star Wars characters.
I just...
Including Leia when she's in the slave outfit at Jabba's palace and it's really uncomfortable to watch.
No way. Yeah,
she dances to, among other songs that I'm not familiar with, Hologram Girl.
No.
And one other that I can't remember. Oh, Princess in a Battle instead of Genie in a Bottle.
Oh my gosh. Ah! Like, honestly, if they're at any similar quality to these two songs, they're actually pretty fire. Like, I would listen to this unironically, like, walking to and from classes.
Well, there's always next week.
It's true. Well, there is always next week. That is our last week before Thanksgiving. Normally, I have to cancel it because I used to be on Thursday nights. So, actually, we'll be around because this is actually very wonderful. I just...
At a loss for words.
Yeah. Why is this on this video game? What?
Because it's amazing. One of my biggest disappointments in life is watching Solo, like the Han Solo solo film.
Yeah.
And not having I'm Han Solo be the end credit theme. Or also, there's a scene, I don't know if you've seen this movie or not, but there's a scene where a young Han Solo is... You know, he's lost in life, but he looks around and he sees an Imperial recruitment center.
Yeah.
And they play the Imperial March theme from the speakers of this recruitment center, meaning the Imperial March is a piece of music that exists in the Star Wars universe.
That's interesting.
But I think they should have been playing Empire Today because that is a very energetic song about recruiting people for the Empire.
See, when I heard Empire Today, I first thought of, like, the Empire flooring, like, 1-800-EMPIRE today.
See, that's what I thought, too, when I heard the name. But right. I heard the song before I heard the names.
Oh, this is so good. These are, like, I really want to hear Hologram Girl. Like, that's literally gonna be next on my list. Because a Holla Back Girl is, one of my favorite songs of, like, all time.
When we play it, we can use the version where you can watch the dance, so you can watch it while you play the music.
Oh, is she going to be our slave outfit?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's going to be...
There might be some extraneous game noises in that one, though.
Okay, I may or may... I would prefer a clear version, if we can track it down.
Clear versions definitely exist.
It has to. It's got to be somewhere.
Probably by the same guy who made these clear versions.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, I had a follow-up, luckily. I have some future funk disco that I think will go great. We'll get that playing in, and we will be back in a second.
We'll be right back.
Okay. Hope you guys enjoyed this last core of songs. We're kind of going to play this thing out. You've been listening to the Small Cactus Radio Hour at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. First was Welcome to the Disco by Young Bay, Bay 5, newest album, really great, featuring Macross 8299. Then Teddy Lloyd, Fly Away from the Panty and Stocking with the Garter Belt, the original soundtrack. Really great electronic album with a really raunchy show attached to it. Definitely check it out if you want. Have a wonderful night, have a wonderful week, and I will see you guys later.
Jet.